With two confirmed cases of Ebola in the U.S., many people are asking what can be done to stop a potential outbreak. Several airports have implemented screenings for international passengers traveling from Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. These airports are JFK in New York, Dulles in Washington, O'Hare in Chicago, Newark Liberty in New Jersey, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta. Beverly Crowder, who was traveling from Los Angeles to Houston, believes airports should be taking all of the necessary steps to prevent Ebola spread.
I think that all airports should be taking precautions regarding the screening of people that are coming in from Africa, and not just Africa, but other parts of the world.
Another L.A. resident is concerned whether LAX has taken the necessary precautions.
I mean, anything is going to scare you, you know, because, I mean, you have your family, you have your children, your grandchildren, and you're afraid of any contagious disease.
However, David L. Crippens, a professor of social work at USC, believes that airports, health departments, and federal officials are doing their best to contain the virus and has no reason to fear traveling.
No, why would I be?
There's no reason to be scared. You can get Ebola, and it's only supposedly transmitted by fluid, not by air.
In fact, Crippens preaches the need to be patient.
What do we think, we can just snap our fingers and these things come up? No, life does not move like the internet. These are things that take time and people have to understand what we all must do.
According to UCSF graduate student Ben Cohn, who works in virology, there may be a positive that comes out of this threat.
If there is a silver lining to this, it does kind of bring public health issues into the consciousness of people.
With Ebola now being in America's conscience, there is no doubt that airports around the country will be on extremely high alert. Kevin Mallory, Annenberg Radio News.